I gave some talks at schools in Sydney. And in fact, one of the questions that one of the students put to me, he said, what was it like to grow up with the world's smartest man? And my answer is the same. My answer is always the same. It's like, but he's my dad. I really didn't see it in those terms. I had a much more normal childhood than most people imagine. Because as an adolescent, I used to have arguments with my father and say things to him like, well, what would you know about it anyway?
You know, it's not like you know about everything in the universe.
Exactly, exactly. You don't have the right to tell me what to think.
Oh, actually, so hang on. He does know about everything in the universe. So what was it like generally? Were you weren't in awe of him like the rest of us were?
No, I wasn't in awe of him at all, and I don't think it ever occurred to me that I should be. And perhaps, in fact, he might have liked it if I was. Perhaps he'd have enjoyed a little bit more celebrity idolatry from his children, and he just didn't really get it. So I'm afraid that was his hard luck, to have children who just weren't going to go down that route. But he had the whole of the rest of the world. So we used to say to him, the whole of the rest of the world thinks you're right. Mm. So does it really matter if we don't?
You've co-authored this series of George books with your dad.
That's right. It's using storytelling to write an adventure about the universe, but it's all about two kids and the chance they get to slip out through a computerized portal into the universe and the challenges they face and the adventures they have. And they have to resolve their challenges by learning scientific information.
And the book starts, I love this story, the book starts at a birthday party when a little kid asks your father a question.
That's right, this little kid, and it's really happened. This kid just goes up to my father and says, Stephen, because all kids call him Stephen. They don't stand on ceremony. They go, Stephen, what would it be like for me if I fell in a black hole? And he's just so excited by finding out the answer to his question. He'd obviously pre-prepared this question. And then my father said, oh, you would be torn into spaghetti. And the kids thought that was fantastic, mm-hmm. Really exciting.
Typical of your father, the physics is accurate, but there's humour around it.
That's it. And there's a very direct expression of a complicated concept in a way that anybody can relate to. We all can visualise spaghetti. And so suddenly we think, yes, we can actually understand something about this distant, mysterious object, the black hole. Suddenly we've got a relationship mm-hmm. with it. And that's really his great skill.
Lucy Hawking is here. Her dad is going to be beamed in from Cambridge in the UK via video link. Lucy's doing the introduction, though, and I think you're going to partly talk about disability and the perceptions of disability.
I'm going to talk about what it was like to grow up with a disabled father and how I hope that perceptions of disability have changed since the 70s when I was young. And I think partly that is because of pioneering figures like my father who haven't allowed their disability to stand in the way of what they wanted to do, who've got on with their lives. And I hope had a positive influence for other disabled people